Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another warm day today, but this cold front eventually will swing some cooler temperatures our way. I'll show you when highs stay in the 70s coming up.
Medicaid is expanding to hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians. Today, state leaders will give us an update on exactly when that will happen.
I'm Brittany Slavin, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker this morning with how much longer this major road here in North Raleigh will be closed after a water main break.
And Hollywood's writers could be back on the job as early as tomorrow. Their union and the studios have reached a tentative agreement that would end the months-long strike. Need some brand new TV shows out there, some new content going on. We have it coming your way here on a Monday morning as well. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu, but we're always here for you. We're back at work on this Monday morning. A lot to tell you about as we get the work week started. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning with calm and quiet weather after a wild weekend Saturday.
Right. We had a split weekend Saturday, a mess Sunday. Thankfully, we salvaged the second half of the weekend. Not too bad out there this morning. This is a live look at Apex. Pretty quiet out there this morning. Some folks getting in a morning walk right now. Temperatures are comfortable in the 60s, low 60s in Roxborough, 61 degrees there. It's 68. In Raleigh and Durham, 67 in Fayetteville, 62 in Goldsboro. Feels pretty good outside right now, but eventually this cold front that is moving through will swing some cooler temperatures our way. We'll start to feel that as we head through the day tomorrow. A look at Futurecast today. We'll have partly sunny skies. We'll have some clouds out there. It's not going to be a totally sunny day, but I think we'll stay pretty much dry. We have about a 20% chance for rain, and that's about it today. So your hour-by-hour forecast, not bad. Partly sunny. We'll be in the 70s through the first part of the day, and then 81, 82, 83, low 80s for highs. It's going to be warm out there this afternoon, Brian.
Amy, it's 6:01 right now, and we're following breaking news on the north side of Raleigh, where a section of Durant Road is closed because of a water main break. That's where Brett Neese is this morning, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, there is no easy fix for this one.
No, there's not. It's been happening since Saturday, Brian, and you can see there are some crews here behind me. They've loaded up a couple of these heavier pieces of equipment at this point, working to find out how much longer, though, this road will be closed. Take a look at this video from over the weekend. This happened Saturday whenever this water main break happened here along Durant Road. It's been closed ever since here near Sandhurst Road in this residential part of Durant Road. And it's causing headaches for those that live in this area that are used to using Durant to get to school or work. Crews will be back out here later this morning to finish up this work, and they're waiting on the right pieces of equipment to make that fix. It's not clear if heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Ophelia caused the break. I'm working to learn how many homes in this area were affected, as well as how much longer this road will be closed, Brian. But in the meantime, what is the best alternate route?
I'm going to plan on alternate routes for the morning commute. And I think the best one to get on either side of this closure on Durant Road is going to be a combination of Honeycutt Road and Brassfield Road. We'll be watching the sensors through the morning to let you know how things are looking there north of 540. I'm also watching a crash on the southwest side of Wake County, Castholt Road at Buckhorn Creek over in the New Hill area near Harris Lake. That reportedly is an overturned vehicle and crews still are on the scene.
Thanks, Brian. Also today, we will learn more about when hundreds of thousands of people across North Carolina will become eligible for Medicaid. This comes days after lawmakers approved the new budget plan, which includes Medicaid expansion. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us this morning with the governor planning to give an update on that expansion today. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Medicaid expansion would have launched October 1st if those budget negotiations didn't draw out throughout the summer. So today, Governor Cooper and the Department of Health and Human Services, they're going to announce when the long-awaited expansion will become a reality here in North Carolina. On Friday, the governor did share that he will allow the budget to become law before or without his signature, opening up doorways for Medicaid expansion for 600,000 North Carolinians. More than 200,000 of them are right here in Wake County alone. I spoke with Commissioner Matt Calabria earlier this summer when the county had to add more positions to prepare for the influx of applications. He tells me the rollout could be challenging as DHHS typically has to process 6,000 applications a month.
So adding 50,000 qualified applicants plus all those who may be applying and who aren't qualified means an additional 9 or 10 months or 11 or 12 months, depending on how many applications we get, in addition to all the normal work. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we minimize delays.
So, of course, they want to make that process as smooth as possible for people here in North Carolina who need that. And, of course, in regards to that announcement, Governor Cooper is going to announce when Medicaid expansion will launch today at 1 p.m. at the North Carolina Executive Mansion. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Hollywood writers could soon be back to work. The Writers Guild reached a tentative agreement last night with Hollywood studios after several days of negotiations. The writers have been on strike for more than 140 days. Actors joined the picket line in July in a separate dispute. The Writers Guild says the deal still needs to be ratified by its members, and they won't return to work until that happens. That could be as soon as tomorrow, though. Terms of the agreement have not yet been released.
Today, UNC students will not be in class as today is a planned well-being day. It's an opportunity to take a break and focus on mental health and wellness. Raleigh police are investigating an assault after the victim showed up at a Sheetz convenience store. This was the scene last night at the Sheetz on East Millbrook and Green Roads. Raleigh police say they're trying to get more information about what happened. It's unclear exactly where the assault may have happened. Our crew on scene saw responders loading a person into an ambulance. As of right now, no word on that person's condition.
Durham police are investigating a shooting that left a man hurt. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene Sunday afternoon on Wabash Street. Officers say the man should survive his injuries. They have not said what led to the shooting or if there is a suspect and who did it.
A Rocky Mount police officer is recovering after being dragged by a car when a driver tried to speed away from him. This happened just after 3 Sunday morning on West Gypsy Trail off NC-97 when officers approached a driver who was stopped at a stop sign. They say the driver was under the influence, and while talking to the officers, he started driving away quickly. One of the officers became trapped and was dragged for a short distance, resulting in a shoulder injury. The officers got back to their cars and chased the driver, who eventually crashed into a house on West Raleigh Boulevard. Police found 2 firearms in his car. That driver, Bernard Ruth of Virginia, was charged with assault on a law enforcement officer and possession of a firearm by a felon, among other charges.
Canada's auto workers union will not go on strike. They signed a tentative 3-year agreement with Ford yesterday, raising hopes that the United Auto Workers will be able to make a deal with the car company in the U.S. The UAW strike is entering its 10th day today. Union leadership says it has made significant progress in its talks with Ford, but it's ramping up its strikes against the other major car makers, GM and Stellantis. On Friday, workers at nearly 40 additional GM and Stellantis plants joined the picket lines.
Today, the group that owns PNC Arena is expected to move forward with plans to upgrade the experience for fans attending games and events at the arena. The Centennial Authority will meet today to vote on the enhancement design contract for the arena with architecture firm Ratio. This is part of a $300 million renovation project for the Raleigh Arena and the surrounding area. Officials say the design process is in its early stages, so the exact plans for fan upgrades have not yet been fully developed. Earlier this year, the board signed a lease extension that will keep the Carolina Hurricanes at PNC through 2044.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot is the 4th largest in the game's history, now at an estimated $785 million. This is after another drawing Saturday night happened without a grand prize winner. It's the 2nd biggest prize this year after a player in California won a jackpot of more than $1 billion in July. If you win tonight's drawing, your take-home cash value would be about $367 million. You can watch the drawing live right here on WRAL before our 11 p.m. news tonight.
It is 6:08. Business owners in Cary are cleaning up after a rash of crimes.
We tried our best to survive, to keep it going. I don't know. It's scary.
The string of break-ins, police believe, are connected.
And an out-of-this-world first. NASA brings asteroid samples back to Earth. What scientists think they can learn from the rocks that are billions of years old.
Pretty nice out there this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 60s, but it's another warm afternoon. Highs will be in the low 80s. I'll show you when more fall-like temperatures will arrive coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilm with Info Elizabeth this morning. You're looking live at North Hills. We have some clouds. It's hard to see here. It's still dark outside. We do have some clouds overhead. Temperatures are comfortable this morning in the 60s. Feels nice outside. It's 64 in Lewisburg, 69 in Wilson, 68 in Raleigh, 64 in Siler City. Down to the south, temperatures are in the 60s as well. 67 in Fayetteville. It's 64 degrees in Smithfield. Around town today, we're going to have a range of temperatures. 83 in Raleigh, 81 in Durham. We might stay in the 70s in our northern counties, but 88, very warm here in Fayetteville. So it's going to be warm this afternoon, especially for our southern counties. Warm today, but a little bit cooler tomorrow, feeling a little bit more like fall. Still muggy, 76, but even cooler on Wednesday with a high of 73. Brian?
Amy, it's almost 6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic. We still have that crash on Cassholt Road near the Buckhorn Creek Bridge on the southwestern side of Wake County. But otherwise, no crashes showing up right now in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Do want to take a look at your major approaches into Durham using live sensors. We're not picking up any big delays. All clear on 40 westbound, leaving Wade Avenue, heading out toward 885. And coming in from Hillsboro on 85 northbound, just the usual slowdown right there around Highway 86 from the 40 split all the way out to 146. Traffic's moving along pretty well, Renee.
Thanks, Brian. Cary police are looking to make arrests after at least four business break-ins on Cary Parkway. The break-ins happened early Sunday morning at Chinese No. 1 restaurant, Sweet Tea Boba, a Subway sandwich shop, and the Bliss gas station. At Chinese No. 1, the door was broken, but no cash was taken. At nearby Sweet Tea Boba, the entire cash register was stolen. Doors were also broken and cash taken from Subway and the Bliss gas station. The owner of Chinese No. 1 told WRAL this is the second time her restaurant has been robbed in the past 2 years.
Small business is not easy, though. We tried our best to survive to keep it going. I don't know. It's scary.
Police say the weekend's break-ins are likely connected. They are still investigating.
People in Beaufort County are working to clean up after flooding caused by tropical storm Ophelia. That storm surge went up to 8 feet. It slammed the county during the storm. It left homes and businesses flooded in communities including Washington, Chocowinity, and Bellhaven. The county's emergency services director says they consider themselves blessed there wasn't more damage, and they're using this experience to prepare for the next storm.
We really value the opportunity of learning from the incidents that we participate in, the mistakes, good and bad, that might happen. So we've already lined up meetings throughout the weeks with various groups in our community to say, okay, what went well, what didn't go well, what can we do?
Yeah, some of the restaurants that were damaged by the storm bounced back pretty quickly, already open for business yesterday afternoon.
People who receive SNAP benefits will soon be able to have more options to buy food. Uber Eats is taking steps to make sure more people have access to fresh groceries. The company announced it will allow customers to use food stamps for food orders beginning next year. Uber says it's making the change as a way to reduce barriers to fresh groceries for those who are most vulnerable. The company also announced it will begin accepting flexible spending account cards and flex cards that are issued through managed Medicaid and Medicare Advantage.
A historic move for NASA. For the first time, a capsule containing precious asteroid samples is on its way back to Earth. Touchdown was confirmed Sunday in the Utah desert. The asteroid is estimated to have formed in the first 10 million years of the solar system's existence. Its samples could help scientists unlock secrets about the universe and how it came to be.
Apple farmers in Western North Carolina say the next couple of months will make or break their orchards. Agritourism brings in about $90 million to Henderson County's economy every year. So it's no wonder area farmers have long cashed in on fall traditions. By themselves, apples account for $30 to $35 million of Henderson County's income. Some of this year's crop was damaged by late freezes, leading to smaller harvests.
I mean, we had 17 days after March the 1st, from March the 1st to about the middle of April, that were below 32 degrees. And that's just not the kind of weather we need during the time when they're blooming and setting fruit.
Henderson County has about 30 farm stands and orchards. Growers say their agritourism business in what's called Apple Alley is already good this season.
And what happened in March having its effect right now on those crops. And as we head over to the WRS Severe Weather Center right now, Amy Wilmoth here with a great start. This will be the hottest day of the week, though. It's really going to get nice for fall.
Right. We'll be in the 80s today, most of us, but we will start to feel more like fall beginning tomorrow. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. We do have some clouds in place today, and I think we'll have partly sunny skies throughout the day today. That will be the case tomorrow as well. Cloudy in Roxborough, 61 degrees. It's cloudy in Southern Pines, 66. It's 69 in Rocky Mount with some clouds as well, 64 in Goldsboro. We have a weak cold front that's making its way through the area. The cooler temperatures will be a little bit later in their arrival. That won't happen until tomorrow, but highs will be back down into the 70s for everyone by tomorrow. A look at future cast. Not a lot of rain with this front. It's going to stay pretty dry. Maybe a couple of sprinkles late today. We have a 20% chance of a shower, and that's mainly in our northern communities. Tomorrow morning, a couple of showers possible in southern Virginia, but I think most of us will stay dry. But we will have the clouds around throughout the day tomorrow. So it's going to be a gray day with those temperatures feeling more like fall in the 70s. Today, the hour-by-hour forecast will be in the 60s for the next few hours. Then we'll jump into the 70s by 10 o'clock this morning. It is warm this afternoon. Our high gets up to 83 degrees. The normal this time of year is 80. And I do think we'll have a fairly big range in temperatures, upper 70s in our northern counties, and then mid to upper 80s down to the south. We're in between here in the triangle with temperatures in the lower 80s. 83 for the high today, the normal 80. We'll go down to 76 for the high on Tuesday, 73 Wednesday, and that comes with some lower humidity values. I think Wednesday is going to be very nice, and we'll have some more sunshine as well. 75 for the high Thursday and 76 for the high temperature on Friday. So feeling more like fall once we get to tomorrow. But then looking ahead to next week, October 3rd through October 9th, it looks like the above normal temperatures are going to be back. And again, above normal temperatures this time of year in the upper 70s to lower 80s, depending on where you are in central North Carolina. And it looks like we'll be above those numbers as we head into next week. So appreciate the fall-like temperatures that we'll have beginning tomorrow. Be very nice outside. 83 for the high today, partly sunny, partly to mostly cloudy throughout the day. Tuesday, 76, and then here comes that nice weather. Temperatures will stay in the 70s for the rest of the week. 76 on Friday, the weekend looking good at this point. Partly cloudy Saturday, 77 for the high. Not bad Sunday. We'll have partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid-70s. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have another update on the tropics, show you what's going on. We have three systems that we're tracking. Brian?
Amy, it's now 619, and we're looking good on our major routes around the triangle, but through the morning we're going to be watching the sensors along Durant Road because of that weekend water main break. A section of Durant Road still is closed right around Sharpstone Lane. That's not too far from Brassfield Road. To get around this through the rest of the morning commute, consider using Honeycutt Road and Brassfield Road as a good alternate route. You might also consider using 540 as a good way to get between Falls and Six Forks Road. We'll be able to watch that through the morning with our sensors, and also Brett Neese is out there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. We also still have this overturned vehicle reported near Harris Lake on Cassholt Road at Buckhorn Creek. Just expect some police activity out there.
Brian, thanks. We are less than a week away from a possible shutdown of the federal government. The rift within the Republican Party that's putting a potential agreement in jeopardy.
And is there a love story between Taylor Swift and NFL star Travis Kelce? Her appearance in Kansas City that has everyone talking. It's coming up in What's Trending.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
It's been a lot of speculation, and we are now getting a little closer to an answer about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Hi, Brian.
The speculation is at a fever pitch this morning. Swift took up her rumored boyfriend's invite to attend the Kansas City Chiefs game against the Chicago Bears. There's the famous video you're seeing right there on your screen. She sat next to Kelce's mother in his suite to cheer him on. And if that was not enough, she was spotted leaving with Kelce after the game.
Yeah, not holding hands, but they were walking very closely there. Their body language suggests that, you know, maybe there's a little chemistry there. Patrick Mahomes even said after the game that there was a little pressure to get the ball to Travis, you know, to make his guy look good. And she was cheering for him.
She had all the right gear on. I don't know what he was wearing. I really don't.
Further speculation.
Impress Taylor Swift out
yeah.
there.
Mm.
Yeah. Usher is going to be the halftime performer at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas in February. The NFL and Apple Music made the announcement in a social media video featuring Kim Kardashian. In a statement after the announcement, Usher called it the honor of a lifetime.
And she said also on that call, she said, you got to step up your game. I mean, this is the Super Bowl. This is the deal. He has a residency in Las Vegas that he extended until December. The game's not until January, so he'll have a little time, or February, I should say. He's got a little time in between to get ready for the big show. Can't wait.
He's got a good repertoire. I think he'll have a pretty broad appeal.
Thanks, Brian. One of the greatest players in U.S. women's soccer history is saying farewell. Megan Rapinoe played in her 203rd and final game with the national team yesterday. That ends her international career with 63 goals, along with two World Cup wins and an Olympic gold medal. In her final game, the U.S. beat South Africa in a friendly at Chicago Soldier Field 2-0.
Today's your last chance to visit the Wilson County Fair this year. The festivities were paused Saturday because of Tropical Storm Ophelia, so an additional day was tacked on today to make up for Saturday.
We have some pretty quiet weather today. A weak cold front moving through will send some cooler, drier air our way. I'll show you when highs stay in the 70s coming up.
Live look outside right now at the legislative building. The budget approved by lawmakers means Medicaid expansion will soon begin. Today we'll learn more about when that launch will happen.
And you can order more free COVID-19 at-home tests from the federal government starting today. How to do it and what to do if they arrive past their expiration dates.
And I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker along Durant Road, where water main break has closed this section of the road. Coming up, the big update from crews that I just got in the last 5 minutes.